Hello?
Yes, hello sir, good day. This is Phoebe calling from eBay on a recorded line. And may I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Henry James Walmsley.
Nice meeting you today, Mr. Walmsley. And please advise, this call may be monitored and recorded for quality and training purposes. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Thank you, sir. And how can I assist you today, Mr. Walmsley?
I have a strange problem with an order that I received on the 1st of October, and I'm wondering if you could check that out for me.
Certainly, sir. Let me just go ahead and check here. One moment. 1st of October. Just I'm trying to go over the account right now. Do you have the item ID, sir, of that particular transaction?
Yes. That's 114.
114.
166. 030. 939.
Thank you. Let me check here. Hold on. Just to confirm, sir, that's for the round red neon panel indicator lamp?
That's right, yes.
Thank you. And how can you assist with regards to this transaction?
Can you see an order that was placed from that item on the 1st of October at 7:52 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
And can you look at the order details?
Hold one moment. I'm just trying to go over this item. Hold on. The system is still loading for the details. 039. One moment. I'm still trying to locate that specific item, sir. Give me one moment.
That's okay.
Thank you. 039. Still checking on this. Alright, I had just found the transaction, sir, and the order details is viewing up now. And what information do you want me to check on specifically?
Want you to confirm that was for two items, that they were sold for £2.95, that being a total of £5.90.
Yes, sir.
And that the postage was £1.58.
Correct.
And that the customers charged a total of £7.48. Can you just now recheck the listing?
Yes, sir.
And you will see on that listing that there is a multi-buy promotion active, which hasn't been edited since the 19th of August. So that multi-buy promotion was present when the customer viewed that page, and the customer has confirmed this in an eBay site message, if you really need to look at that. Now, when it says buy two for £2.51 each, can you explain why the customer was charged the full price of £2.95?
Let me just double check on this one, sir. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Just trying to go over this one. Hold on. let me follow through on this. Henry, may I place you on hold for like a minute or two while I look into this further, please?
Certainly.
Just to be here. Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Walmsley?
Hello.
Hi, yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding. Appreciate it. Well, as I further check here, I have a look into the listing, and it's definitely under a promo for the multi-buy. And I'm so sorry if the discount did not apply to it. It looks like we have a report or an ongoing issue from experienced by other sellers with the same thing. What I'm gonna do is I'll go ahead and add your account information so we can have our technical team check on this and of course get things sorted out for you.
Good, because do you know what that is? That's retail fraud, eBay. A criminal offence. And I first reported this happening on the 7th of April, 2020, about 8 months ago. So, I suspect, I think that you should make this a bigger priority than you have previously, on the previous 5 instances that I've reported since the 7th of April, 2020.
Apologize for this, but I'll definitely have this I'll send this with high importance so they can expedite the process and of course address the issue as soon as possible time.
Yes, you'd better, because I don't like being made guilty of retail price misrepresentation by your Toytown website. So you also need to inform Robert Hatchell, the Vice President of eBay UK, about this problem and how long it's been going on for.
Yes, sir, we'll bubble this up to the appropriate personnel.
And who's the appropriate personnel? Because it needs to be Robert Hatchell. It needs to be Robert Hatchell, VP of eBay UK, who is responsible for all eBay UK activities. Because when I'm up in court in front of Trading Standards, he's going to be there next to me. Do you understand the seriousness of this issue? Retail fraud.
I'm very sorry, sir, but we'll definitely have this forwarded. I have sent the ticket and I'll put the brush on this as well.
Right, well, what we need to do now is I need to refund my buyer 88 pence, don't I? That being the money that he was defrauded out of by your website. So that I'm not a criminal.
Apologize for this, Mr. Walmsley, but we'll do all our best to get this all sorted out, okay?
No, but what I need to do now is to refund my buyer the 88 pence, but then what you have to do is to make sure that I get the fees back on that 88 pence so that eBay doesn't get paid an extra 10% every time it makes me a criminal.
About the officer, will as soon as the technical team will be fixing this, then it should reflect as well on the office.
What? Could you repeat that sentence? Because I didn't understand a word you said.
So with regards to the fees, well, for the difference on the item price, yes, you can just go ahead and issue a partial refund to the bar for that one.
Right. And I'll do that now then.
And I have already sent the ticket by the, as well to our technical team for the follow-up on this issue.
Right, well that's going through. I'll give you a refund ID.
Did you issue directly through PayPal, sir?
No, it's through managed payments. The much vaunted managed payments. So the refund ID that I have for that 88 pence is 500233-2531.
500233-2531.
That's right. What percentage do I get back of that 88 pence?
About the fee for this one, what we could try and request for the postage fee.
Well, you'd better, and it had better work. In fact, I would like a transaction identification number for that now, please, so that I can check my invoice to make sure that money has come back and to make sure it hasn't gone into Rob Hattrell's bonus payment. Never mind just forwarding it off to somebody. I want to see it. You've seen me refund my buyer, my customer, who's been defrauded by your website. So I now want to see my money come back. I would like an identification number for it, please.
Sir, I can give the service request number for this one.
No, not a service request number. That's just a request for this phone call. We can have that at the end. I want the transaction identification number where I get the fees back for this 88 pence.
Well, Mr. Walmsley, I'm going to need to borrow 1 to 2 more minutes of your time, please.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I can spend all day wasting your time because of your useless website. Carry on. Do whatever you need to do.
Hello, Mr. Walmsley.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for holding. Appreciate it. Well, with regards to the credit on this particular transaction, I have already submitted the request, but for the credit to be completely posted, it could actually take 24 to 48 hours. You can just check it on the account summary page. And I'll be providing as well the service request number for this call so that you can, if in case that it will not do not reflect, you can always follow through. But I'll make sure that this gets posted completely.
Okay.
If you have a pen and a paper ready,
I do.
Give you the, okay. That's 1-.
Yep.
283.
Yep.
045.
Yep.
423.
Yep.
666.
1-283045423666.
Correct.
Right. Now I wish to complain. I wish to complain that your website has repeatedly made me guilty of retail fraud, and every time that occurs, I have to catch it and give refunds to my customers. Which yes, I don't consider that to be worth £800 a month in eBay fees. It's also a criminal offence. So I wish to complain about that.
I totally get that, Mr. Homsley, and I'll go ahead and send a complaint ticket as well with regards to the issue, so we can have our team check on it. Again, I really apologize for the inconvenience this has caused you, but thank you though for calling us and letting us know about the issue.
Right. Well, I don't think it's good enough that this has been going on for 8 months. Just so that you know. That's not good enough. Okay. Have you registered that?
Yes, Mr. Walmsley.
Then that's it until the next time.
Yes, sir, and thank you again for your time and for calling eBay. Bye for now.